The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, good day, good week, welcome. And happy to be here. Feels quiet here at IMC and in our town. So the teachings this week will be about the body, something that I see as central to Buddhist practice more generally. At least it is in many different schools of Buddhism, and if not explicit, it's implicit, and certainly in the teachings of the Buddha. And one of the things that I'll talk about today is the karmic body. One of the things we become aware of when we first start meditation is what can be called the karmic body, the body of holding patterns and tensions that come from the activities of the mind, the impulses, the desires, the aversions, and the fears that we carry with us, and how they're transferred into our body and in gestures and muscles and all kinds of ways, just and posture. And so when we first sit to meditate, we become aware of this karmic body. And there are three sets of instructions the Buddha gives on mindfulness. This year we did the discourse on the four foundations of mindfulness. Last year we did the discourse on the mindfulness of breathing. And the third one is the mindfulness directed to the body. And each of them begin with the same exercise. That is to become attuned to the breathing, familiar with the experience of breathing in the body, a little bit centered and connected to the body through the breathing, and then to become aware of the body more broadly, and then to relax the bodily formations, the bodily constructions, the bodily reactivity that has built up, that makes up this karmic body. Sometimes it's the karma of the day that we can let go of, and sometimes it's the karma of a lifetime, the activities of a lifetime. So we'll do this first exercise today. Many of you are familiar with it. And since it's one of the, it's the common thread through all three of the Buddha's instructions on mindfulness, it's a good place to begin. So, I love the way these texts begin with going to the foot of a tree, to an empty open space outdoors, to an empty building. One sits down and sits upright. Kind of an expression of deliberateness, deliberately going to a place to sit, and then with deliberateness, assuming with the body a dignified, a appropriate posture, that one way or the other might express the dignity of being a human being. Not with tension, but kind of attitudinal uprightness. Lowering your gaze and letting your gaze be relaxed and not looking at anything in particular. And if it's comfortable, gently, slowly let your eyelids close. And then to center ourselves in the body, to take a few long, slow, deep breaths, maybe 3/4 full. Comfortably deep breaths, and on the exhale, to relax, to soften the whole body. And then to let your breathing return to normal. And with a normal in-breath, feel the different parts of the body I'll direct your attention to. And then on the exhale, relax, soften. Inhale, feeling the face. And exhaling, relax the face. Relaxing the face, almost as if the air around you receives your face and holds it for you. Inhaling, feeling the shoulders. Exhaling, softening the shoulders. Releasing the shoulders. On the inhale, feeling the belly. On the exhale, relaxing the belly, softening. On the inhale, having some kind of global awareness of your body. And on the exhale, a global releasing of your body. And then on the inhale, you might feel your mind, your brain, for any tension there might be there. And on the exhale, gently relaxing the mind. And then to settle in now, to discover the body's experience of breathing. Every day the experience of breathing shifts, maybe slightly, but shifts, changes. Becoming familiar with inhales, exhales, receiving the inhale as it expands the body, the lungs. Relax and let go with the exhale. Settling in to your body. As you exhale, let go of your thoughts, your thinking, so you can better feel, sense, take in the body's experience of breathing. Letting go of thinking is preparation for a deeper connection to yourself. And then as you're breathing, as we say, similar to how we began, on the inhale, Feel the whole body, the global body, in whatever way is easy, to the extent that's easy. As you exhale, feel how that global experience of the body changes with the exhale. With no hurry, as if you have all the time in the world. Feel your body as you inhale. And relax the tensions, the holdings of the body as you exhale. Without expecting much or being ambitious, as you exhale, soften the body, release the body. Letting the mind be still so you can feel your body better, so there's more room in awareness in which to release the body. For these minutes we have left, put aside giving any importance to your thinking. Thinking is a source, one source for the karmic body, the tensions we hold. Put aside your thinking the best you can and prioritize breathing gently, fully, into your body, with your body, relaxing the body, settling the body. Appreciating the calm of the body. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to appreciate what you can appreciate about your body, to appreciate the experience of being embodied, even if there's pain and challenges. Appreciate the all the nerve receptors in the body that allow you to take in the world around you, even with your eyes closed. That when we're not preoccupied in our thoughts, the sensitivity of the body can sense others, our environment, in valuable ways. And may it be that as we go about our day today, that we stay connected to the body's sensitivity, discovering what the body recognizes, feels, understands in our environment, in our meetings with other people. Appreciating the deeper empathy or understanding or appreciation of others that's possible when we take them in with all our faculties. And then to aspire to a day of goodwill, aspire to a day of kindness, friendliness, aspiring to offer, even in the smallest possible unseen ways, unrecognized by others, a day of being generous for others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we contribute to this.